This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on the need for COVID-19 vaccine to be accessible to both rich and poor people. Three persons die of coronavirus infection in Banke district and four people killed in explosion at a wastewater plant in UK. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has stressed the need for the COVID-19 vaccine to be accessible to both the rich and poor people. Addressing the special session of the UN General Assembly in response to COVID-19 pandemic, Prime Minister Oli said the world has been encouraged by the good news about the vaccine, stating that the world would not be safe from the pandemic unless universal coverage of the vaccine was ensured. Prime Minister Oli said Nepal commended the United Nations and in particular the WHO for their global coordination and leadership during the crisis. The Prime Minister also said we need a revitalized multilateralism that is capable of tackling pressing challenges of our time, from poverty, hunger and rising inequality to the climate crisis and a global pandemic. Three people died of coronavirus infection in Banke district. District COVID Crisis Management Center Banke informed a 81-year-old man of Tulasipur Submetropolis 5, a 45-year-old man of Tulasipur Submetropolis 11, and a 26-year-old man of Tulasipur 16 died of coronavirus infection. The Finance Ministry has directed the Insurance Board to pay the COVID-19 insurance to the insured persons with 3 days. The Finance Ministry has asked the Board to provide the insurance claim amount of those waiting for insurance payment with a verified document and due process within 3 days. The Board is further directed to send the details to the Ministry on insurance payment. The Ministry seeks the disclosure of number of people seeking insurance payment, number of claims sent to Health Service Directorate for verification and details on the illegal claim of payment. At least three people have been injured in an explosion at a Saudi cement factory in Udaipur district. District Police Office Udaipur SSP Bhim Bahadur Dahal said no human casualties were reported in the incident. Police have informed that investigation is underway into the incident. 823 incidents of domestic violence have taken place in Lumini province in the first quarter of the current fiscal year. The province police office Dang stated that these many incidents occurred in the 12 districts of the province. Senior superintendent of police at the office Rajkumar Baidawar said the incidents of domestic violence have decreased this year compared to the previous years. The highest number of incidents of domestic violence were reported in Banke district until mid-November of the current fiscal year 2020-21. According to SSP Baidawar, 272 incidents of domestic violence were reported in Banke, 161 incidents were reported in Rupandehi, 91 incidents were reported in Kapilbastu, 82 incidents were reported in Nawalparasi and 56 incidents were reported in Dang district. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Four people have been killed following an explosion at a wastewater treatment plant near the South West England city of Bristol. Chief Inspector Mark Runacris of Avon and Somerset Police said a fifth person was injured in the blast of Avon mouth, but his condition is not life-threatening. He added the incident was not terrorism-related. Witness said there was a helicopter looking for missing people and police closed a nearby road leading up to the plant. Prime Minister Boris Johnson said our hearts go out to the victims of the Avon mouth tragedy and their families. The Avon Fire and Rescue Service said it was alerted at 11:22 a.m. to a large explosion in the industrial area of Avon mouth located near Bristol, 195 km west of London. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Thursday the world could be fighting the aftershocks of the COVID-19 pandemic for decades to come even if vaccines are quickly approved. Guterres, speaking at the UN General Assembly's first ever session on the coronavirus pandemic, hailed the quick scientific progress but cautioned that vaccination was not a panacea for the ills affecting the planet. Leaders or senior officials from more than 100 countries will take part in the UN summit through short pre-recorded speeches, but diplomats do not expect the virtual two-day gathering to lead immediately to important decisions. Italy is banning travel between its region from 21st December to 6 January as part of strict coronavirus curbs over the Christmas holidays. It comes as Italy announced its highest daily COVID death toll since the pandemic started with 993 fatalities. There will be travel exception for work, medical reasons or emergencies. On top of the regional travel bans, people will not be allowed to leave their hometowns on Christmas Day, Boxing Day and New Year's Day. The new curbs have been criticized in a joint statement by regional authorities who say they were not consulted by the central government. More than 58,000 people have lost their lives to COVID-19 in Italy. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli stresses on the need for the COVID-19 vaccine to be accessible to both rich and poor people. 3 persons die of coronavirus infection in Bangke district and 4 people killed in explosion at a wastewater plant in UK. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.